talking today with Scott Blubaugh, AFR president. So kind of tell us, why are you here today?
Well, we're here with the other two big ag organizations in the state to endorse Attorney General O'Connor in his race to be reelected. We think that Attorney General O'Connor has done a good job as our acting Attorney General, who was appointed about 10 months ago. He's passionate about some of the same issues our members are very passionate about. So our PAC board voted unanimously to support the Attorney General in this upcoming election. The foreign ownership, the ban in Oklahoma, that's a constitutional ban of foreign ownership of agriculture land. And we're seeing that being infringed upon by outside forces, a lot in the medical, under the guise of medical marijuana. These are really organized crime organizations that have infiltrated in here and are selling marijuana on the black market, not legally, and buying up Oklahoma agriculture land, as well as other entities that may be coming in here and buying up our agriculture land. And our membership was actually the ones that put this ban in the state constitution at the constitutional convention 125 years ago or so. And so we've always been passionate about protecting the ownership of agriculture land in the state of Oklahoma.
Well, kind of going along with that, legislature wrapped up. So what are some big wins in your opinion?
Well, I think we got, again, on the medical marijuana landscape, I think we got several bills passed and the governor's signature on that will help reform the illegal, the bad actors out there. You know, we're not against the folks that are doing it legal and by the books and trying to be good citizens, but the folks that are in the organized crime business that are illegally doing it, we think they'll help. Was there a silver bullet in that? No, there's not, but that's a big deal. We got some more funding for the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture for additional meat inspectors here in Oklahoma. Again, that's the second year in a row that we've been able to get additional funding for more inspectors, and the demand keeps growing. Right. And that's why they need more inspectors, because the demand for locally processed meat is really taking off in the state, and we've got a lot of new facilities and a lot of new markets opening up, such as our Oklahoma certified beef. And we're excited about that, and as well.
Yeah. Well, what are your thoughts on the Biden administration's Fairness for Poultry Farmers? And then also, we've now heard about the Meat and Poultry Special Investigation Act.
Well, we're very much in favor of both of those proposals as we understand them today. Mm-hmm. With the special prosecutor, special investigator, the part that's been lacking is you have all the expertise at USDA in how the markets work and how they're supposed to work and if there's violations going on in there. But you have the Justice Department that has all the expertise in antitrust laws and enforcing those antitrust laws.
We're still waiting on them.
And we need that prosecutorial investigative subpoena power in one place, and that over in USDA, so that because they have the expertise there, and they can weed out these bad actors and eliminate or try to eliminate the antitrust violations that we believe are going on and have been going on for quite some time. On the poultry tournament system, we know there's lots of flaws in that system. It really pits grower against grower, where the grower doesn't own those birds. They don't breed them, the birds. They're actually just feeding somebody else's birds, but then they're discounted or docked, and it's really an unfair process because they have the grower has such little control over the whole entire package. So for them to be discriminated against and discounted, this has been an issue for our organization going back about 30 years. Oh, wow. And so we're excited that there's finally maybe going to be some teeth into some rules to level the playing field and make it fair for everybody. That's all we're asking for, just to be fair.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for visiting with us.
Absolutely. Anytime, Casey. Love you.
Love you.